Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Good morning, the morning team. Welcome to Wonderful Wednesday and another episode of Morning Motivation with Big Papa. Hope everyone's doing fantastic this morning, afternoon, and evening, depending on what part of the world you may be in. But hopefully you turn on your Facebook in the morning when you wake up and you catch Big Papa in the morning to get you going for the day. Hey, Stefan. So I've been listening to an audio program by Ray Lewis. And those of you who are football fans know Ray Lewis as the Hall of Fame linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens. He's retired, of course, now, but he was a real beast on the field, and I've always historically been a football fan and been a linebacker fan at that. Hey, good morning, Michelle. And so I've been listening to this audio program. It's kind of his biography. I love, I guess you call it an autobiography, but I love biographies and autobiographies. I love to read and listen to the histories of successful people, not because of their success, but because of their struggle. Because their success is what eventually got them the book. Their struggle is what built the contents of the book. And their struggle is what built the character that became who they are. And so I just love those stories of people who go through so many valleys before they finally, you know, hit the peaks of what they've been aspiring to. And so that's something I've enjoyed. That actually is how I started reading as a teenager. Like, I never read a book until I was 16, you know, other than whatever forced reading was required from my English teachers. But the first book I ever read was a book about a football player named Thomas Hollywood Henderson. So it's funny, I'm now talking to you guys about Ray Lewis, who's another famous linebacker. But the reason I'm telling you this story, it's kind of, you know, my title for this morning is Judge Not. I remember five years ago or so, whenever the Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl again, and Ray Lewis was getting a lot of publicity. And, you know, that's when the critics really come out. And one of the things they brought up is that, yeah, he was involved in a murder. And he, you know, was responsible for these two young men getting killed, blah, blah, blah. And that's all people, you know, so the media puts that out there like that, or whatever critic puts that out there like that. And we hear it and we immediately form a judgment, even if it's an unconscious judgment. I never actually really paid any attention to it. I heard it, but you don't think if someone really murdered someone, they're probably not going to be just running around, you know, free without having done the time to match the crime. So I never really paid it much attention. Always kind of felt like in my gut that it was critics. And so in listening to the biography, he tells the story, and I'm telling you what, it gives me a whole new level of respect and appreciation for the man. He was basically not even an innocent bystander. He was on his way. This is his side of the story, and it's confirmed from court documents. Him and a group of people were walking to his truck after a night of partying and were accosted by a group of individuals. There, one of his friends got hit in the head with a bottle. There's a little scuffle, but not much, because he said, in his words, he was dressed down in a mink coat. Well, he said he was wearing about $250,000 worth of clothing that night, and he wasn't trying to get in any kind of fight because he wasn't trying to get his stuff messed up. And they eventually got in the truck and drove off, and the group behind them started shooting at him. And they pulled it, you know, they eventually were able to get away. Everyone ran away. And, but the thing is he was the star of the group. So he was the superstar. And somewhere in the midst of the chaos that they left behind, two men got stabbed. Well, he got blamed for it and ended up being put in a jail in Atlanta and being physically abused, emotionally abused, starved for 2 weeks. He said almost every night they would come in at 3 a.m. and beat on him and do other things. And he didn't even say, he said they did things to him that you shouldn't even do to an animal. He didn't want to give it, even in his biography, he didn't want to give it any power, any strength, because he didn't want to honor those men by talking about what they did to him. But it sounded like it was really bad. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh. And they fed him oranges the whole time for 2 weeks. He said he had one meal. And he was 23 years old. 23 years old at the time. So there was, you know, these individuals who, for whatever reason, felt the need to violate this kid, basically, out of their own insecurities. And then, what's even more interesting, and again, you guys just tuning in, I'm talking about Ray Lewis, the Hall of Fame linebacker, what is more interesting is that when he got cleared, the only thing he ended up getting charged for was obstruction of justice, because he told the police at the very beginning he didn't know everyone that was in his truck. And so they charged him for obstruction of justice. That was the only thing he ended up getting charged for out of all that. 2 weeks in jail. And then the parents, the families of the two young men that were killed, that he had nothing to do with, filed a civil suit against him. And he said he settled it out of court because he had the money and he wanted to help the families, even though he didn't have anything to do with the death of these young men. And I thought, you know what, that is so amazing. But it's so interesting how we can pass judgment over someone and not know the story. We don't know anything about it. And it kind of reminds me. So I give you big props, Ray Lewis, for being the man you are and doing all the things you do. And it was a fantastic audio book. It's called I Feel Like Going On. And it's about, nine, ten hours. I love when I open a new audio book, I look at it, and there's like 10, 9, 10, 11 hours worth of content. I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be a good one. And so what I've actually started doing is I turn it up by 25% so I can listen to it even faster. But I really enjoy the listening. So I don't think I'll ever go up faster than that. I got some friends who listen to stuff at 1.5 speed and 2 times the speed. And to me, now you're just assimilating at an unconscious level. You're not really enjoying the process. And I want to enjoy the process of learning. And that's why I read so slow, because I really enjoy taking in every line. But it reminds me, as I was saying, Ray Lewis's story reminds me of some years back, this whole thing about pink slime. Pink slime came out. People were talking about pink slime and how, you know, they were putting this pink slime in this food and how it was a binder and it was just cheap and it's another way for the restaurants and stuff. Hey, Franz. Hey, Sarah. Thank you so much. Can I please get a copy of your book sent to Australia? You can. Just go to feartolovebook.com, and when you go to the order page, we have an international option. So just select the international option and we'll get it sent out to you. You betcha. And let all your friends down under know as well. And I do have interest in coming to New Zealand. So maybe if I end up making that trip to New Zealand, I can pop over to Australia as well. So Heidi, I know you're watching and I'm getting that to you today. See, you guys get to hold me accountable. I keep telling Heidi I'm going to get this work up for her. I'm not, you know, when I have to do stuff that I'm like, it's not in my routine, it can be so challenging for me to get done. You guys are holding me accountable. I'm going to get it done today. Bam. Done, 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 done. So that whole pink slime craze came out, and people were just like, you know, they were just like tearing down this guy and the guy who had invented it. And really, at the end of the day, what it came out to be is this really smart farmer had figured out that there's all this meat that's going to waste, and he created a machine that you could put the machine in, spin down the meat, spin out all the bad stuff, but you're left with this, it's like ground up meat, and that meat could be used to you could use it. I mean, it was still usable. It's still meat. And that man, he went from having like seven different factories to having like two factories after all of that negativity. And people were just on a judgment craze. They didn't educate themselves. They didn't think about it. They didn't learn about it. And, you know, it's funny because it also ties, I guess that's probably all becomes a bit of a sensitive source for me, because it's funny how I've been judged as well over the years because of my early training. And it's so funny. I had a conversation with a parent just the other day, because there's like some online stuff from 12 years ago, which was all turned out to be, they actually ended up writing a retraction. It was an article in the Virginia Pilot about my school and about this woman that I had worked with, and she teamed up with these other big group of critics who they've never done anything other than criticize people and try to criticize my work and my credentials and everything else. And it actually, you know, it caused us a lot of grief in Virginia, unfortunately, because we were doing really good work. But that little small group of negative people, of critics, caused us to have, you know, not be able to serve as many children as we could have served. I mean, we were doing really good work. We were doing groundbreaking work. And it's just sad when people do that and they're not educated. They have their own agendas and they're just mired in fear and they're just small and petty. And so, you know, judge not lest you be judged. And that's what the good book says. And we just have to, you know, question everything. Just question everything. And if you read something or you hear something, Go to the source, ask. I don't mind talking about anything. You know, for me personally, I've trained with luminaries in the field. And some of these people I trained with, some of my early mentors, you know, they were pioneers. And people don't get that opportunity. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to train with a pioneer, even if that pioneer's work proves to not be the best way. You get exposure. When you experience someone like that, you experience a whole another dimension of thinking that's different than what everyone else is doing. And that's what I was built on. So those are the shoulders I stand on. So I don't denigrate my past mentors because their practices were different than what my practices are now, because without that experience with them, I wouldn't be where I am right now. And so I don't judge them. I don't judge myself. Don't judge yourself. See, I think we just judge other people because we judge ourselves so harshly. Don't judge yourself. You know, just keep being the best person that you can be. Keep being the best version of you that you can be. And that's what's going to win. You know, those critics, my critics, I don't even know where they're at these days. I'm sure they're like doing nothing. And I just keep plugging along day after day after day. And I'll be plugging along probably for the next 40 years. I mean, it's been 20 now, and so I'm still going better than ever. And so Ray Lewis is, I'm sure, enjoying his retirement and his family, and hopefully the pink slime guy has recovered and he's still, you know, doing good work. So that's it, guys. Judge not. Hey, I'm gonna go get this workout in. Have a fantastic day. Remember, I'm giving away 100,000 books. FearToLoveBook.com. All you got to do is cover a little shipping and handling, and you get the audiobook from Fear to Love. I'm really excited. I mean, everyone's excited about this thing. So go check it out. And then also May 22nd, I've got an amazing therapist training, personal coach training coming up, parent coach training coming up in LA. So if you're in LA or if you want to travel, you know, go check out BeverlyHillsTraumaTraining.com. It's going to be a big deal. And if you are really, really inspired, motivated, and you want to get down in the gritty with Big Papa, you can actually train with me for 5 days one-on-one. I'm just looking for one person who wants to do that and wants to go with me to Northern California and then spend another couple of days with me in Southern California, really digging into this stuff, really building a relationship with me and letting me help you go to the next level of your work and your reach in the world and transformation of yourself and families around the world, because that's what we're here to do, is to help heal the world, move from fear to love. God bless. Big Papa loves you. If I don't see you this evening on Morning Motivation, on Post Daily Dose, I'll see you tomorrow on Morning Motivation with Big Papa. God bless, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.